Juno Afternoon is made possible with support from Sentinel Coffee, serving Southeast with locally roasted organic coffee and door-to-door delivery. More at sentinelcoffee.com. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and I'm here with one of my favorite drag queens, the one and only Gigi Monroe. Welcome back, Gigi.
You're so sweet.
And birthday wishes are in order. The big day was the 18th.
It was, but it's kind of birthday month.
Yep, that's my tradition as well. Well, before we talk about what you'll be doing to celebrate and mark the occasion, I was hoping you could introduce me to your charming friends that you've brought with you today.
Yes, I brought two fantastic drag queens all the way from Providence, Rhode Island, to do the show with me this weekend. And one of them happens to actually be my real-life nephew, and not
cool.
Just like drag family sibling or whatever, but like real life, like my real sister's son is also a drag queen, and she was Miss Gay Rhode Island 2016. So we're very proud of that. And like I was saying before we started the show today, not every family even gets one drag queen, but we get two in our family. So we're like on drag overload. So she's here. And then one of her best friends and performing buddies from Providence, Ninny Nothing, is here joining us as well. And it's her first time here in Juneau.
Oh, that's fantastic. Well, thank you so much for bringing them on the show today. And welcome, both of you. I'm so glad to have you.
Thank you very much.
Well, let's talk a little bit about both of you, and we'll start with Neoki Fatale, Gigi's nephew, Miss Gay Rhode Island 2016. I want to go back. You're all three performing this weekend. Gigi,
yes.
You're here. Mm-hmm. You're all here to talk about the birthday drag show. I wanted to ask, you know, do you mind working on your birthday? Is this the way you would choose to
No,
spend
this
it?
Is, you know, I've actually never done a birthday show here. We usually take July off because June is such a busy month with Pride.
Yeah.
That we just take July off and get back to it in August. But this year, there was so much demand and people wanted to see us at the brand new Rendezvous.
Yes.
So we are going to bring them a July show. And what better theme than my birthday?
Perfect.
I can't think of a better theme. Have you created your own personal fantasy show for this month?
Oh, every day is my own personal fantasy, Shelley.
We're living it right now.
Yeah, this is the illusion, the fantasy, all of it. But yeah, I brought Neoki here for last Halloween show. So those of you who came to our show last October at the Rendezvous, you probably saw her then. And I wanted her to come back this year and thought that it would be really fun to do it in season so she could get to see Juno in one of its best months. And so here we have it.
Here we have it.
And how long have you been here?
We just got in yesterday.
Okay, good. Yep. Yeah.
So we did a little exploring today. Very beautiful.
Oh, yeah. It's a gorgeous place to live, so glad you made it in safely. Let's talk about Miss Gay Rhode Island. What's it like to compete in a drag beauty pageant? Is it very different from, like, a Miss USA?
Well, I'm not sure, not having... I never competed in Miss USA, but
not yet.
It's about the same. You got your talent, interview, theme, and runway. It's a lot of fun. You know... Well, when I did it, I actually was only doing drag for 6 months. So it was overload. And I actually had Ninny Nothing as my dresser. So we kind of got through it together. And it was quite a learning experience for amateur drag queens at the time. And turns out... We won.
You're natural.
Yeah, we're a team.
Oh, that's so cool.
It takes a village, right?
Gigi, is a beauty pageant something you would consider here?
Absolutely.
That
yes.
would be so much fun.
We have so many performers now. It's like, I think it's time for them to all battle it
time
out.
It's time. Yeah. It's time, Juno.
It's a Miss Juno pageant or
and
something.
Was Miss Gay Rhode Island, was it all drag queens?
Yes. And then there's other categories. There's a Mr. Gay Rhode Island. There was a Miss Lesbian. There's an MX. And then there's a trans title as well.
Cool. Well, congratulations
Thank you.
On your crown. will you ever compete again or is it one and done?
I would be down to do other pageants. It was a lot of fun. Had a blast. I like to do a lot of different things with my drag. Like at the show on Saturday, you'll see a lot of variety, a lot of different types of numbers. So in a pageant, you can do that. You can show different aspects of your art and different sides of yourself.
Cool. All right. Well, now Ninny Nothing. I've checked out some of the pictures of you in action on the Facebook event page, which I should mention is available on ktoo.org/JunoAfternoon. We've got it linked there. Gigi claims your performance will be unforgettable, so I was hoping you could tell me a little bit.
Well,
about your performance style and what we can expect.
I want to say that that word was misused, but I don't think it was. I like to go a little bit for like a classy shock factor. Mm-hmm. Nioki knows.
Oh yes, unforgettable is right. You'll be telling your family and your therapist for
scar. Yes. while you're laughing and maybe crying, but in a good way. In a good way. I guess without going too much inside, I've spent my life kind of being scared to be this foolish, fun character that I think I am. And drag has allowed me to do that. So I'm like, if I can, you know, put this metaphorical mask, actually metaphorical and figurative mask on and just do something crazy that will shock and also make people laugh, I'm like, why not? Drag, you can do anything in drag. So I was like, let's just be crazy.
Do you have any birthday surprises for Gigi?
Well, if I said yes, then she'd know.
you have to say what the surprise is.
We'll keep that a mystery.
Oh, Gigi, you're in for it.
I know. The audience is in for it. I mean, I'm telling you that, like, whenever I bring special guests every now and then, not all the time to Juno, but when I bring people, I really try to bring people that I think the audience and the town is just going to be amazed by. Like, we don't have anybody like either of these two performers here in town, and so there's a lot of folks who have only seen shows here who have never really seen what they can do. And I'm super excited, not just for them to be in the show, but to also see our audience and our fans' reaction to them, because it's something really unique.
Gigi, can you tell us the details of the shows on Saturday?
Oh, yeah. So it's Saturday night, 8 o'clock and 10 o'clock, like normal. Doors open at 7, and each of the shows that we do are totally different. So I just did the lineup, and we have 32 numbers in the show, different numbers. So starting at 8 o'clock, you know, we have a little bit of a break in between the 8 and 10 show at 9:30, and then we go until about 11:30 or so. So you can come for one of the shows or the other, or you can come hang out with us all night long. We have the brand new owners of The Rendezvous who have really been working hard to improve that space and work on, you know, how fast you get your drinks, which is always is a good thing. They have some fantastic cocktails on tap, partnering with the Amalga Distillery and all of our, you know, friends around town producing great local products. So I think it's going to be a really fun experience for the whole crowd.
And are you two ready to make this the best birthday yet for Gigi Monroe?
Oh, yes.
She has no idea.
Again, unforgettable.
Unforgettable, high energy, ready to party.
We're ready.
Thanks all of you for coming in today and telling me about yourself and about the show. Before you go, Gigi, we got you a little something.
Oh,
you're so supportive of Juno.
Aww.
And done so much for our community here. That's from us at the arts team at KTOO.
I love it. My favorite public radio station's pin with some sea lions on the...
Yeah, designed by Pat Race.
Oh, I love Pat Race.
Yep.
You guys are the best.
Oh, well, thank you. And go say happy birthday in person this Saturday at 8 p.m.
Yes, come see me. Come get some cake.
And or 10 p.m. at the Rendezvous / Black Sheep Downtown.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Thanks, Shelly.
Thanks for
so much.